Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Well, there's a blast from the past. Garth Brooks performing at Joe Biden's inauguration yesterday. Like, I had to laugh. It wasn't the importance of the day or Trump leaving the White House or Melania's funeral attire that was trending here in Ireland on Twitter last night. No. It was Garth Brooks in Croke Park that was trending. All his fans want him to be the first post-pandemic gig here in Croke Park, whenever that might be. Jeez, I don't know if I could take another Garth Brooks controversy like we had 7 years ago. What do you think? Would you welcome Garth Brooks back with open arms, or should his gigs just stay in the past like they were 7 years ago? 53106, we're going to be talking about this at around 20 past one today. But if you want to join the conversation live and air, as always, it's 18 94 53 106. You can get us on Twitter as well, Lunchtime Live NT or Andrea Gilligan. And you can always send us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
It would remind you of being at a wedding at about 2:30 in the morning, wouldn't it, hearing that? It's about one of the few Garth Brooks songs I can actually stomach. But would you believe yesterday he and Croke Park were the two top trends in this country? Right at the peak of the US inauguration. It wasn't Joe Biden. He was only in third place. It was Garth Brooks in Croke Park. And all his fans were taken to Twitter to say that he should be the first post-pandemic gig in this country. Is it time to revisit the Great Divide? Forget about what happened back in 2014. Should we be starting a conversation about whether Garth Brooks should come back and play gigs here in Croke Park? We want to hear from you today. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Fiona Looney, though, is here with us on Lunchtime Live. Fiona, you're a columnist, but you also wrote, "Are you there, Garth? It's me, Margaret, the play that ran in the Gaiety." Remind us about your decision to write that.
Yeah, it was based on obviously what happened in the summer of 2014, when I think it's fair to say the country lost its reason
completely
over country music concerts. And you know, I've always been very attracted to one of the things I love about Irish people, about all of us, is that we really sweat the small stuff. You know, our economy can collapse and we don't bat an eyelid or go out on the street. But, you know, when really trivial things, like in the great scheme of things, like Saipan and the Garth Brooks concerts come along, we go mad. And we went totally mad in the summer of 2014. And I found it fascinating that people like myself, and I gather now yourself as well, who wouldn't actually have been going to those concerts.
No. Oh, God, no, Fiona.
Most of us were not that bothered.
No.
But everyone had an opinion and everyone was livid, and people were livid with different people. And it got blown out of all proportion. But it was so entertaining and just a snapshot of, you know, the way that we get riled up. You know, you can take away our economy, but don't mess with our country music. You know, that was the level of.
Well, listen, I'm from Donegal, and country music is it's big in Bundoran. You know, pre-pandemic, any weekend you've all the country music and all of the performers there that you want. But it was interesting yesterday. I thought it was gas to see Garth Brooks and Croke Park, the top two trends in this country, on Twitter.
I know. And, you know, I suppose we have to say that, like most of us, I mean, certainly, you know, I would go and see like the Longford under 14 B team in Croke Park at the moment. You know, we're all so starved of any form of live entertainment. You know, I suppose like Garth Brooks is one of these people. He really is, like, to be fair to him, he's a multi-million dollar industry and it's entirely self-contained. So Garth Brooks doesn't stream his music. You can't download his music. So he's not somebody who's very visible when he chooses not to be. You know, he's yeah. not like a Lady Gaga who's kind of always there in the background. So I suppose a lot of us had kind of forgotten about Garth Brooks until he showed up at Joe Biden's inauguration.
I know. I'm told he was a late addition to the lineup as well, but it's gas. There you have Lady Gaga yeah. comes out in this huge performance and the big dress and everything's fantastic. Then you have Garth Brooks. And he's the one that gets all the credit.
I know. And like, you know, the irony is, I mean, he did say before he played that this wasn't a political statement. And there was a lot of speculation that, you know, that like about who he would have voted for and whether that would have been Joe Biden, you know. So I suppose there was an irony about him being there. But, okay. It's great the way that, you know, I suppose in the same way that the whole inauguration up to that point was about Ballinagh for us. You know, it wasn't about Washington at all. It was all, you know, make Ballinagh great again, forget about Washington. And then suddenly we got another kind of obscure Irish angle on it when Garth Brooks arrived. So, you know, we were all back yeah. at those mad days of the five concerts that never were.
Absolutely. 1890-453-106 is the number if you want to join us here live on air this afternoon at Lunchtime Live. Ryan is on the line. Now, Ryan, you've previously met Garth Brooks before. Were you among those on Twitter last night looking for his comeback tour?
Hey, Andrea.
How are you?
I've met Garth actually a couple of times through work. I was on Twitter yesterday. I was really surprised actually to see that it was trending the way it was. I knew that he was going to be performing at the inauguration. He has actually done quite a few of them in the past. He didn't do Trump. He says the reason he didn't do Trump was because he was due to be touring at the time, the conflict. But he had done quite a few of the other ones. And he actually joked before this one to say he was the only Republican who was going to be at the inauguration of Joe Biden. But yeah, it was interesting to see that in Ireland. We haven't forgotten. We haven't forgotten about 2014 and, as
no.
Fiona said there, about what happened. It
yeah.
did take over the country.
I want to ask you, because you've mentioned there that you've met Garth a couple of times. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, I met him, first of all, when he was doing the press conference for Croke Park back in 2014, I was working in radio at the time. So I got an opportunity to interview him. And as a lot of people did, he did a big press conference before it in Croke Park. And during the interview, I mentioned to him that I was a fan basically through my mother, who used to play the music all the time when I was growing up. And then we got into a conversation about his mother, and he said that he had kind of inherited his love of music from her as well, and there was an Irish connection there. So he asked me, was I bringing my mother to the concert in Dublin? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh, I'd love to meet her. And of course, I thought, geez, this is brilliant. She'll be delighted.
You are a star child when
yeah,
you go
thought,
with this news.
thought nothing of it. And then got a call a couple of weeks after that to arrange it, which was brilliant. We were so
right.
excited. Of course, that didn't happen.
But that was very decent of him to,
it was.
You know, follow up on yeah. that, because it's kind of one of those things you say, isn't it? Actually, you should bring her along, you know. And
yeah, and we'll meet her. But he was true to his word. Of course, the concert didn't happen. So then fast forward then to the week after the concert's not happening in Croke Park, and I get an email then from his PA saying, look, he's really sorry, but if you guys can get to any of the other concerts, he'll meet your mother. So she was a huge fan, and she was delighted. So we were kind of checking to see where he was going. We knew Dublin wasn't happening, but then he had done a concert. He planned to do a concert in Tampa in Florida. So we saved up. We booked me and my other half and my mum and my sister to go over. 2 days before that concert, it was cancelled because the Tampa Bay Lightning got into the final of the Stanley Cup, so the arena had to be used for the final. So we thought, this is just, we're absolutely jinxed here now.
Yeah.
We were so disappointed. So then I got a phone call the next day from same PA to say, listen, first of all, Gareth says you're a jinx. Everywhere you go, the concerts are cancelled. But he feels awful about this. He wants to put it right. So he said, she said, look, all we want you to do is just pick a city and we contact us and we'll arrange it. And we were over the moon. We were absolutely delighted with this.
Well, that's unbelievable.
So we ended up seeing him in Tampa. We got the full VIP backstage treatment. He came in, he met us, he had a conversation. And also what he did halfway through the concert in Tampa was he stopped the concert and said, listen, we have visitors here from Dublin. Told the whole story about how my mum couldn't get to the gigs and how I was a jinx and she was a superstar. So
that's
he made her feel like an absolute superstar. So I suppose the other side to it, because I always feel that he gets bad rep about what happened in Croke Park. And whether it was right or wrong, and there's two sides to the story, and you know, the perfect storm.
Yeah.
He's actually a very, very genuine, nice guy.
He seems to really have, you know, a love of Ireland and a real connection with Dublin. Let's just take a quick listen to Garth Brooks, speaking at the time, during that press conference you're speaking about in Croke Park.
This is the place, man. And, you know, when you talk about, okay, you've been gone since 1998, and you're going to do a comeback special, where do you want to do it? And this was the obvious choice. And let's make sure we all understand each other. I'm not coming back here to relive what was there. Mm. We're coming back here to do bigger and better things than we did last time. And it won't be us that does it. It'll be you guys that do it. It's always you guys that take it to something historic, you know?
Yeah, always you guys. Michael is also on the line here in News Talk. Michael, are you a fan?
Well, I'm glad to say I've never met Garth Brooks, so I wouldn't be a huge fan. No, be honest, I get what's been said up to now, and Fiona's play was really good as well, but I don't know, like, I saw him there yesterday, like, really? You know, next time I started trending on Twitter and so on, but I'm kind of, you know, there's no Chinese saying there, you know, slap me once, shame on you, slap me twice, shame on me, kind of thing. It's just that when the concerts were cancelled, like, he had permission for three. You know, three was enough. That's 240,000 people. He wanted 400,000. That's 1 in 10 of the population. Like, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it was insane. Like Fiona said, like, we literally lost the run of ourselves.
Yeah.
But the big thing, I suppose, really about the gigs was that, you know, when he was at his peak, it was around the time of the Celtic Tiger, and it was that kind of whole feel-good factor. And we Irish love that. You know, like, you know, you got the Westlife reunion gigs and Boyzone.
Oh, no, I won't have a bad word said about Westlife now, Michael.
No, I'm not. But the other kind of way, it's that kind of thing that makes us tick. You know, of course, this was the one, the big conference, the summer and so on. But jeepers, we did run lose the run of ourselves. But it's just kind of, for me personally, I know that. So I have a pub out in Connemara, and country music, no more than Dublin, is huge. And believe me, like, I know friends in those places, I know them all, Tomorrow Never Comes, and so on and so forth there. But they're like mini anthems, you might say, you know, as well. And they mean a lot to people. And then, of course, have a chance then. It was like do you remember, I suppose, it was for our time, when Elvis came back. It was like this big hullabaloo, the comeback special, and so on and so forth there. And this was like the return of the king. This was like, Garth, he's coming to Ireland. And next minute, he didn't. And people were, no more than they talk about Roy Keane and Saipan. But people were generally insulted about it, you know, because
disappointed,
they would have said, that whole thing was hard to, you know?
Yeah, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. If you have a view on this, David is here with us too on News Talk. David, would you welcome Garth back with open arms?
100%. I thought he was brilliant yesterday. And he's done so many concerts here over the years. And I first fell in love with him in the early 90s. And I think in 94 he sold out 8 concerts, and promoters said he could have sold it out, you know, 3 times over. So, you know, as your previous caller said, 1 in 10 in the population was going to see him.
Mm. Were you going to see him that time?
I had the 5th concert, so I definitely didn't want it to be cancelled.
Oh, you were for the 5th night.
That sure wasn't possible to get tickets.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now, I remember.
I understand that they overextended. Maybe they weren't going to get the 5. But look, sure, it was a bit of crack at the time. Your first caller was spot on in terms of, we love to go mad over little things, and then the big things we kind of send a letter in. But, you know, the rest of us, we can go mad over somebody cancelling you know, concerts or a Saipan or whatever. It's brilliant. don't we need a bit of that?
Well, that's it. Look, isn't it nice to be talking today about something that isn't COVID-19 and numbers and restrictions? And I know. For a little bit.
It'd be lovely to have a little bit of banter for the next 6 weeks. And sure, maybe wouldn't it be lovely to have him do a series of concerts in Cork or Dublin or Belfast? Get the country going to it, providing we're all safe to go to it, you know?
Yeah.
I sell out overnight.
It was interesting, you know, on social media last night. You know, I thought it was gas that in the middle of the inauguration and all of the performances bring Garth Brooks back to Ireland post-pandemic for the first gig is what was getting the reaction.
That's what we got out of the inauguration yesterday. Well, fair play. Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Fiona Looney is still here with us too. Do you think, will there be a time, Fiona, when we might be having this 2014 conversation on air again?
Do you mean when we're talking about stuff that never actually happened? I think it's very likely. Do you know what? I've always said, and I suppose I, you know, kind of, albeit kind of accidentally, I ended up reading sort of the small print of everything that happened and all the Dublin City Council stuff and the various meetings. And actually, just listening to Richard there, just one thing that some people didn't even know at the time, he wasn't just offered 3 concerts, he was actually offered 4 in the end, and he still turned it down. So I always maintained that ultimately the only reason Garth Brooks didn't play here in 2014 was Garth Brooks. But when he wants to play here again, and I've no doubt he will fly it. Mm. If he wanted to, I'd say he could sell 10 Croke Parks overnight. At this stage, I'd even go myself.
Fiona, your return code now completely.
He was starting his career here.
I'd go to see anything.
Go on there, Michael.
Sorry, it's David.
Or David, apologies, sorry.
Don't forget, he was starting his tour in Dublin, his world tour. Those 5 nights, 4 that became 5. So, you know, He did have a lot of empathy and connection with a lot of his fans in Ireland. And he's brilliant to watch when anybody's been to see him.
Okay. Breda's on the line too. Breda, now you also went to Florida to see Garth after the gigs were cancelled. Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't go to Florida. We were actually in Florida. We were going for a little break from the here.
From the whole controversy?
No, we were in Florida and we had a chance to get the tickets and I took them.
Okay. So had you been planning to see him in Croke Park?
Yeah. We had tickets for Croke Park.
And then that didn't happen and you just happened to be in Florida on holidays?
I happened to be in Florida and he was on and there were tickets available, so I took them.
And how was it?
And in fact, the night of the concert, there was a hurricane warning. And we had about an hour's drive to get to the venue, the BB&T Centre in Sunrise, and we were in Boca Raton. And we're on the highway and messages kept coming in the radio, get off this highway, get off this highway. But we just kept going very slowly.
You didn't heed the warnings. You still wanted to go and see him. How was the performance?
The cars in front weren't heeding the warnings either. So yeah, we just drove very slowly behind them.
Was it a good gig?
Very heavy rain and the visibility was really bad, but we made it.
Was it a good gig, Breda?
It was fantastic. In fact, the best part was about a half an hour when it was just him and his guitar. He was amazing.
Okay. You'd like to see him come back here at some point, would you?
I would, yes, absolutely. I would go to see him here in Ireland, definitely.
All right.
And I mean, I think the reason the gigs were cancelled were not Garth Brooks' fault. They were Mr Keegan and the council's fault.
Oh, right, you're blaming the local authority for that, right? Well, we heard Fiona. We heard Fiona Looney there a few moments ago, actually, who wrote the play, talking about the she's read all of the fine print and said that he was actually offered 4 concerts in the end. So look, there you go. We'll not reignite the entire 2014 controversy because I really don't think any of us could handle that again. But this listener's got in touch with us in the News Talk text line to say, I went to a Garth Brooks concert years ago with a girl I was going out with at the time. Wasn't my thing, but he is a great entertainer. I didn't recognise him at the inauguration yesterday, though, without his hat. I don't mind if he plays here again, as long as I don't have to go to it. He can keep them coming into us on 53106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.